the Zach and Miguel podcast.
We're here. 9:30 in McDonald's. Carisdale is 24 hours. I'm with Zach. He's on my right. And he's wearing a Masonic
crack. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back for season two. We missed you all with your summer, bitches. My name is Zach Wong. I don't give a fuck anymore. We got last names in here, but I don't know my partner wants. So this is Miguel.
I'm Miguel.
How are you doing, Miguel? You know, it's great to be back on the show. Great to be back on the show.
Can you believe it?
It's been a whole summer.
A year ago,
one of these days is when we started our escapade on the Zach and Miguel Back in Physics podcast.
You know what amazes me? It amazes me. We started as we're just buddies having a good time, because how can you make physics fun?
You podcast. And you know what? We did it.
Exactly. So, and then what was our goal? We made a goal for ourselves. We were like, let's put this on iTunes. Let's see how many retards there are in this world who would like to download
it. You know what I mean?
And then what happens is we put it on iTunes. We laugh about it. We get a lot of downloads, but we're like, that's just from our friends. Then weeks later, months later, Irvin Mayuga comes up to me and goes, dude, you should put this on your podcast. And I'm like, what? Irvin Mayuga listens to our podcast?
We have listeners. We have people in the public. Representing us, speaking to us. Anyway, so today we have loads of stories to talk about.
Too much. I can't even describe
like a black man's load. That's how much. That's how much we have to talk about.
I can't even like a guy who hasn't done it for 40 years. Do you see that video? Do you know about this video?
Yeah, I know about the video. Yeah.
You told me about that.
Yeah. Can you define to the audience what's done it? What does that mean?
It's
and not the Ryan Dunn.
They don't have to know about that. It's been too long.
Yeah, way too long.
It's been too long.
So we have a lot to talk about today, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let's start with current events.
I don't even want to start with current
events. The 7/7 UK bombing in 2004. What was with that?
You know what else has been on my mind? They told me that there's a satellite coming down from Earth that's going to plummet and it's going to hit Canada.
Hit something. It's lighting again.
They said there's
a ladies and gentlemen, we have Marcel Verona here.
Marcel Verona. You cannot speak without an introduction.
Marcel throwing in an input onto the conversation.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have Michael Homo here today. We have the panel. We have intelligent human beings. We have Aaron the mastermind. We have RJ
the doctor. Aaron's the doctor.
Aaron's the doctor.
And then we have Marcel the vagina slayer. And Marcel, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who don't know him, has been keeping teenage pregnancy up for the past, since 1994, as I'm
high five
as I'm,
to that.
As far as since I'm, so, 1994.
Yeah, so Marcel, what do you got? Right when he was born, he was already in the game.
And we have religious master back from the physics podcast, Adam Min, with us.
Unreleased, because we got sued by a million companies if I release this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, give a warm round of applause to the one and only Adam Min.
Adam Min, he's here, he's here.
Thank you.
We're not going to talk about God,
what
though.
What were we talking about earlier? Marcel was going to throw
Marcel,
an input.
Marcel.
Oh, yeah. My friend's Facebook status was, I swear I just saw a meteor. And that was like 2 days ago or yesterday or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
and
shit.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't the satellite crashing.
Where did it crash though? Like, what if that crashed into my dog and he died? Because I love my dog.
You know, it could have. Because, like, it was supposed to crash
it
in Canada.
Yeah, that's what they said. The statistic was there's a higher percentage of it coming down in Canada. Somewhere
so did
in Canada.
So did it hit the Earth yet?
I don't know. It did. It did hit the Earth, but I'm not too sure.
My friend saw it. Then probably
he saw it, eh?
Yeah.
Marcel and I, we were on the roof and we saw a shooting star. Remember that, Dick?
I saw a shooting star.
We were just staring into
Aaron
the
doctor, ladies and gentlemen.
Aaron the doctor's on the show along with the RJ, the hype beast.
Hype beast Manley.
I mean Manley.
That's sorry, Marcel's last name.
I'm dealing with a million Filipinos in my life nowadays. I can't keep up with it.
Even the Filipinos on the phone, because Zach has a job, and I have a job too. Surprise!
You know what? You
bitches.
Guys, we've been gone for so long, now we're employed.
We are working.
We don't live
men.
In the basement anymore. We are living life.
We're still like, eating McDonald's, though. We're at McDonald's right now.
We can't afford Starbucks yet.
Okay, anyways, you know, what were you going to say about our occupation? Were you leading on to something with that, or what's the
basically,
scoop?
Like, let's talk about our summers. I mean, when we did our spring break cast, or when we did the post-pilgrimage cast, when we did the post-Kelowna cast, we always talked about our own adventure.
Yeah, we always foreshadowed.
Zach, how was your summer of 2011?
Well, my summer, you know what? I say this every year, it's just too short. You know what I mean, guys?
Yeah.
It's just summer.
It's like
short.
A midget.
Yes, okay, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Well, my summer was pretty good. You know, I got a job. You know, I work at Zentel DM. What the fuck the DM stand for? I have no idea. But it's a call center, and I call senior citizens at 9 p.m. and tell them to buy my shit.
Yeah. What exactly are you selling, Zach?
At the moment, we're selling Christmas tickets for the Shriners, which is a division of Freemasons.
Uh-huh.
And that's another story, believe me.
But we're not going to get into that today. This is just a pilot to season 2.
And also, 99% of the people that I call at 9 p.m. in Victoria survived the Titanic. So they're old as fuck, and they don't want to talk to me.
Exactly.
And most of them are on oxygen, and when I call them, it wakes up and they die. So, you know, I feel good about my job. I feel
right.
Like contributing to the community.
Uh-huh.
The taxpayers don't have to send their money to these people who keep dying. What's your job? Is
me too.
Similar
I
to
actually,
mine?
It's similar in the sense that I did work, or not work, I interacted with a lot of senior citizens as well.
Wow.
There's a tour group called Vantage, but let me back up.
Isn't it awesome when they're... skin sags like the robe of a wizard.
Every time I see them, I just want to buy leather jackets, like pleather and stuff. Like, their skin just reminds me of leather.
Have you ever just wondered if you could, like, you know those clamps that girls use to clamp their hair?
Yeah.
Clamp their hair? Would you just picture grabbing their skin and then clamping in the back and they would look young again? Why don't we try that?
It's like Botox is too expensive. That's injections. You have to hire a physician for that. But these hair clamps for girls, that's an inexpensive fix.
And they can make you look young again. You just gotta clamp all your wrinkles in the back.
Yeah.
And you look like you've fucking
wear
yesterday.
An oversized sweater, they won't even notice, right?
But girls in tight sweaters.
Girls look better in a real tight sweater.
Oh, see, I don't even know the word because I'm not fucking Jay-Z or Kanye West.
Gambino reference. But anyways, let's back up. Speaking of Gambino, I worked with a homie of mine who actually is friends with him. But let's go to my work. Let's
Who's
talk.
Who's the homie that's friends with Gambino?
It's a buddy of mine. His name is Errol. He raps. But let's talk about my work. This is where I met this guy. My work, all right. So my job. I work at the Hilton. I won't say where. Which Hilton. But it's a Hilton. So
we're gonna have to censor that out later.
We're gonna censor
anyway.
That if you caught that.
You're
if you have the high
big,
definition Bose speakers.
Yeah, you're gonna hear a big beep, and that's the doctor speaking. But anyways, continue.
We beep a lot of what Aaron says because it's very like subjective, biased, racist, sexist, misogynistic, bad.
And you know, everything we try to do is to at least keep your mental state the same. But when the doctor talks, it's going
time
the
out,
other
time
way.
Time out, time out. This is a paid advertisement by
We're
Aaron Gacat.
Now.
Please buy my book. My name is Aaron. I've met you at least 5 times. Please go on.
What'd he say? Jae Young Kim has entered the building.
Jae, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jae Young Kim has entered the building.
Jae.
You just playing soccer, man?
What an animal. Jae-Yong Kim is an animal. Okay, let me. First of all, he's Korean. I should tell you enough about him.
Just the other day, our school had a soccer game where Jae-Yong Kim lit it up and had a fantastic goal. Soccer.
He did. Okay. So, anyways, as we were talking about Aaron, you know him. You know him from me just saying his name right now. Aaron, the doctor. Aaron, what do you think about Miguel's job at the hotel?
Let me explain my job first to the listeners.
Oh, we didn't finish. Jay interrupted me, and I
we
started thinking about.
We have too much stuff. It's so exciting. Basically, I sold my soul and worked for the Hilton, and it was a great experience. You know what? What keeps me happy was just making people's day. I would tell them where the SkyTrain station was, and it was like a revolution. It was an epiphany for them. They're like, oh my god! It only takes 20 minutes to get to downtown.
Oh no way!
No!
Colin Baxter
has just entered the building.
Oh my goodness.
I called him up.
I told him to go.
I was going to surprise you guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It worked.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen. Colin Patterson.
Yeah.
We talked about the Canucks in about 8 podcasts unreleased.
Yeah, 8 unreleased. Anyways, let's go back to
Should
the
I still
Colin
talk about
Patterson.
My job?
I don't know. Should we just say, Colin Patterson here, ladies and gentlemen, the Vancouver College Fighting Irish. And they just finished the game with Salmon Arm. Colin, tell the viewers, tell the listeners.
Oh, you just came back.
How was Salmon Arm?
Salmon Arm itself was pretty shitty, but we beat them.
Have some water.
Notice his voice is gone?
Yeah, my voice is gone.
Oh, man.
It's not great.
Sounds like they
we beat them 34-0, so it's pretty solid.
Did you get a touchdown?
What?
Did Matt Ellis get a touchdown? Yes!
Matt Ellis was
a what? Oh.
It's a joke.
Matt Alves got 4.
Oh my god. Matt Alves.
I'm not selling him my phone.
Matt Alves had a status earlier today on Facebook, which was 4 yards from Jamal Allen's record.
Oh shit.
So, you know, he was getting there. He was getting there today.
So you mean he can beat it?
No, it was by the
he
game.
He can break the record.
I think it was a game record.
Right?
It was a game record.
Because if it was.
It has to be. It's only the third game
of the
season.
He broke like more than 250-yard runs, man.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. So were they good? What was the ranking? Triple A, Double A team?
They're not. They're a Triple A team. They're not. They have no players.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen.
They keep up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Colin Patterson from the Vancouver College Fighting Irish.
See, we have too much. We've been in too much of a hiatus, Zach. I mean, like South Park does a 6-month gap between their seasons, but we've gone too long. We have too much to talk about.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, where have we been?
And last year we like did stuff where we didn't know what to talk about. Now we have too much to talk about.
So we
need
that
a balance.
Yeah, we got to balance properly.
This is our first year.
Anyways, back to season 2.
We've got to reserve some of the topics for next episode.
Oh, they will. We're not going to go on forever.
Don't
but
worry.
Anyways, back to what we were talking about earlier. We're just in a hiatus.
Summer, man. We're still in summer.
When we were leaving the podcast back in, what the fuck was it, May or June?
May or June.
Were talking about, oh, my dad's calling, but fuck, I've shotgun way too many beers. I'm not going to talk shit to him. So we talked about the Canucks entering the playoffs, and as we all know now, the city got lit on fire after those playoffs.
Did
we
talk about that?
No, because we were on a hiatus.
We should have done a podcast just on
this
topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, quick story short. We think 9/11 is happening to the library when we're walking away to the from the hockey game. We come back.
Fires burning up the whole place. I'm like, fuck, we're in Yale Town. Why aren't we at the library?
And so Marcel and I did the most common thing that most people on the right side of mine would do, and we got out of the SkyTrain in the middle of downtown to join the riot. What do you think
actually,
about
actually,
that?
We went to go, we have our good friend RJ here.
What's up, Colin?
We're worried
about you,
bro.
Right? Oh yeah, RJ goes off with the,
when you guys get back,
the girl, and then they're gone for the whole game, so we don't know what the hell is going on.
And then, so we walk up from the SkyTrain, and some white kid bumps into me, and he's like, hey buddy, wanna fight? Which is funny because he had a brown accent.
And he was white.
He was white.
What gives?
Was he wearing
this is what happens when you
shirt?
Grow up in Surrey.
Oh,
you can be Chinese, white, Hispanic, black, Mexican, white, Hispanic.
Alien.
If you grow up in Surrey, you got a brown accent. I'm just saying. But anyways, so what do you got to say about the riot?
It was a fun time. Pretty fun time.
It was a weird moment, man.
Do you want to elaborate?
Should I elaborate? We were there watching. We just started dispersing. I was there with a group of people. First period, my buddy RJ disappears.
Into thin air.
Second period. Oh, don't even get me started. Second period, another buddy of mine disappears. I can't even remember the name. Third period, my sunglasses disappeared, and we meet up with Fat Tom, our buddy, who's now living in Okanagan, right? Kelowna area. So we meet up with them, and then 5 minutes to go in the third period, like, let's get out of here. Some shit's going down. The Canucks are not going to win. We'll cry when we get home. Let's get out of here. We get out of there. We walk all the way to Yale Town, right? And this is at the library area. And when we turn around, we just see smoke. So I go on my cell phone, my iPhone. I got an iPhone.
Which we talked about on the
we
final
talked about
podcast,
in the podcast
of the year. So
like,
you know what happened? We don't fuck around here.
I got an iPhone, and I looked up what happened, and I can see pictures already thanks to the magic of the internet. And oh man, this is a long time news already, but that's how long away we've been away from doing this, man, from doing these podcasts. But it was crazy, dude. That's all I could say.
No,
like, everyone knows about it.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this from a Vancouverites point of view. I know all you international listeners out there are going, Vancouverites, you terrorists, you Al-Qaeda members
you
born in Canada.
Black,
well, let me tell you what it was like. We have Alex Burrow's Chicago overtime goal. We have the return of the one and only Brown, Manny Malhotra. It's perfect. We don't got the icing on the cake. We don't got no finish.
And
it was
no
devastating to us. I cried myself to sleep that night and then woke up and... What about you? What was your aftermath from that?
I don't think I slept.
Anyways, the reason why we're bringing that up, because this is... We're starting to get off. We're just going off. Canucks season is starting. Here we are,
well,
a new season.
I like to add on to that point. I just like to say that I have a buddy and he tore his tendon in his ankle because the guy smashed a 2-6 over his ankle in a fight in the riot, and all he could say after it was, "That's a fucking fun night for you."
Amen.
That's what he told.
That's how we do it in Vancouver, Van City, bitches. We don't fuck around. We have a good time. We lose. We still have a fucking amazing time. Anyways, the new season is starting. What do you guys think about the preseason? So
I watched preseason, and my comment was, "Dude, it was trippy as hell." I'm there
everyone
watching
is different. Legacy is in that.
Manny Legacy, Legacy. Owen Legacy. Nolan, and our best player is Victor Oreskovich.
Was Cody Larson playing in the
he's playing,
game?
He's cocky,
he's not
man.
The best, though.
I like it.
Oreskovich is the best.
NHL 12. It is on the TV right now. How do you... What did you feel about NHL 12? Marcel, Zach, you will...
Marcel,
we
Zach,
all
the
have
doctor,
the game.
The
Aaron has the game.
Beast has it.
RJ has the game.
Have
Adamant
the game?
Has the game.
You have the game, too.
We all got the game. Colin's been busy with football, but...
Yeah,
but he knows of the game. Well, Zach, what are your views on that game?
You know, NHL 12 is kind of like NHL 11 with a little bit of spice. You know what I mean? Can
it's
you guys
realistic.
Agree with that? Yeah, it's
I
more
like
realistic.
It. I like it.
Slap shots are throwing me off the most. Well, my Xbox red ringed again because I got to repair it. So I kind of just play. I'm 10-2 right now. I don't know where you guys play online, but I'm 10-2.
1-5.
1-5. That's good.
1-15.
That's good. But you know what that means? You know what that means in the real? That means you have a life.
Thank you.
So you can thank the Lord for that.
I'm
too. Or it means you suck at NHL.
Colin Patterson, ladies and gentlemen, fighting Irish.
Okay, anyways. So NHL 12, you know it's a good game. It's NHL 11 with a little bit more spice. That's all I gotta say. What about you guys that have the game?
Marcel, what are your views on the game? This is your first real NHL game. I mean, you have 09. That's probably one of the best games ever.
Yeah, it's pretty true. I like 12. It's realistic. Anything you could possibly do in real life, you could do in NHL 12. And that's
like
what I like
punch it out the goalie.
Yeah.
If you control Sean Avery and go in front of the goalie, you can fucking distract the goalie and you'll score. Because that's what he did in real life. If you're Steve Moore, you can punch Bertuzzi in the head. If you're...
Steve Moore's not in the game. But he's dead.
He's not dead?
Aww.
Said Colin.
But,
attitude
but speaking
voice.
Of hockey deaths, I mean, I don't like talking about depression. We've had a deep podcast.
You guys
want to
talk about depression?
We talked about an idiot podcast.
Cue Creep by Radio. Let's go.
What?
I'm a creep.
I'm a weirdo. Anyways, depression, as you were saying.
Dude, not only did one Canuck player die, Luke Bourdon, that was a while ago, but then Rick Rippon, NHL enforcer, passed away as well. He passed away, and everyone was devastated. After that, Wade Bielak passed away, Derek Bugard, all these NHL enforcers. Then to top that off, a Russian hockey team, the KHL League, with Canucks former player Pavel Dimitra, passed away in a plane crash. So what do you think? Like, it's just devastating. It's depressing. I don't like thinking about
There's not much to think, you know what I mean? I mean, it's just the way life... go sometimes. Sometimes they throw you a curveball and you're fucking Alex Rodriguez, you'll hit the shit out of it into the next ballpark. And
Bautista.
if you're Aaron, you're striking out every time. So
what?
I'm just
that's
joking.
Fucking horrible.
I said Colin Patterson.
You're a horrible person.
Colin sucks at baseball, by the way, let me tell you. That's another podcast.
Not only did my team beat him, I struck him out.
Not this.
He
yet.
Struck out Zach.
So he didn't strike me out. I don't know where that came
I've
from.
Heard you admitted
Maddie
that
was
to
at
me.
The game. He saw me hit it off of you. Did he not?
That was one game I've struck you
that
out
was
before,
one.
Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
See, he doesn't even
this is spicy.
He doesn't
like
even
NHL
have anything to say.
12.
He doesn't even have anything to say.
Oh, man, I have
we
nothing
need some
to
more
say.
Fries.
He's the better player.
We
he's
buy
the better player.
More.
What the hell am I going to say to that? You're good. You're good.
Anyways, we're going off topic.
Yeah, we're going way off topic. Let's go back to the new update. This is season 2 of the podcast. So what we got in store for the viewers?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not only a big season because it's our co-season to season one where we literally did nothing. We did nothing. For the people who downloaded us, I am sorry. You wasted your time, but this season, you're up for a real treat. We have no site. We have no physics podcast. It's now Back of the Psychology podcast, which I'm just saying because they're both sciences that start with P, but in real, like, to be realistic, we're not going to do podcast psychology because our psychology teacher is crazy.
And he's depressed all the time, and he's...
He looks like Michael Bolton, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a good singer, I think. But anyways...
Ladies and gentlemen...
It's season two.
It's season two.
We are graduating.
And we're
this
back.
This is the senior year.
This is the senior year. This is the most action-packed season you're going to get. Reed just came back 10 years later to do the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire 10-year anniversary. Will Smith tweeted about bringing back Fresh Prince, and everyone got excited,
they
but
are
never
re-retroing
did.
The
we're
Jordan
back for
4.
Real.
Zach and Miguel podcast round 2.
Round 2, here we are. So continue talking about the summer. Did you go anywhere this summer?
The summer I went to California, South California. I like going there. It's very delightful, very hot. Yes, I made a California playlist, including my favorite song, California Girls. It was very hot, very warm. I saw Mickey Mouse. It was beautiful.
You saw Mickey Mouse in California?
I saw him. And then Matt Alviz went there after I did. So it was pretty cool. Everyone loves California.
You know him from podcast episode 2, ladies and gentlemen.
Podcast episode 2,
Lucas Domingo.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
This summer I went to Ottawa.
Oh, Zach, give a good 5 minutes. What happened in your summer? I mean, this was a good summer for you. I could just tell.
I don't know if I want to take 5 minutes of listeners' time because, the Zach and Miguel podcast. Not just the Zach podcast, but let's just say that Ottawa trip was sick. I want to go back there. That's all I got to say. Shit, my dad's home again. Silence. And, I went to Parliament Buildings.
Yeah.
I told Steven to take out the HST. And
what happened?
We're living in a province without HST, so you're welcome, British Columbia.
HST is better.
Jack,
yeah, we need the HST.
We do need HST, but
I'm
an idiot maritime Canadian who thinks that HST causes more tax and more money, therefore we don't need it. So that's why I got rid of it for you. Anyways. Anyways,
we're gonna need it
this summer.
It's gonna
a political
come
leader,
trust
a fighter
me.
in our home free land, home hardened follower of anthem goes.
I don't know.
I can't
either.
Think of it right now. Oh Canada, we Jack Layton passed away this summer.
Let's have a moment of silence for Jack Layton.
I made a farting sound and Zach made a gun sound.
Because cool. I was simulating what the Mounties do in the moment of silence.
And Miguel
was acting like an 11-year-old. So.
No, I was acting like when you pass away, you empty your bowels.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you take a shit when you die?
Huh?
This is the...
But let
do you
me,
take
let
a
me,
shit when you die?
Yeah, because you empty your bowels, but...
Wow.
Jack,
I never heard that before.
You guys never heard that. You know that, right? It's true. It's a fact. Adam says it. But anyways... I'm not a socialist by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, I'm going to have an interruption for a second. If I took a shit...
Yeah.
And then I died 2 seconds after,
would empty,
I still shit more?
Yeah, because you would completely empty your bowel.
Oh, so like the hamburger that I just ate 30 seconds before would just come out whole again, because I didn't have time to digest.
Not necessarily. I'm not too sure. We'll have to find out. We'll have to kill Colin. I'm not a socialist by any stretch of the imagination. I am not a socialist by any stretch of the imagination. But this man, Jack Layton... I mean, he had a pretty basic quote, but it was a beautiful quote.
He was a good guy.
Let's learn to love... Be hopeful and optimistic, and I can't remember the other one. But anyways, he had beautiful, kind words. I'm happy. It was a terrible loss, but I'm happy for his legacy, what he stands for, and he likes Asian girls. I like Asian girls.
And
Colin
I like
likes
Asian
girls.
Too.
Zach likes Asian girls, and he liked Asian girls.
Because
they're minority
the combination
report.
Of smart, sexy, and cute all at the same time, and we all know that. Just like Asian men, like
and
me.
I'm 5'7", so Asian girls are just right up my alley.
That's awesome. Yeah. I'm 600 pounds, so it's kind of like a tank running over a pop can when you get me involved with an Asian.
But that's always exciting.
You know it is. And anyways, we're talking about Jack Layton's death.
Yeah.
And I was in Ottawa when that happened, so I saw the crowds when they brought his body to Ontario. And you know, it really makes you realize what a united nation our country is, don't you think?
That's really scary.
Anyways, this has been an eventful summer, but an eventful post-season one of the podcast.
So we tied.
We've done a lot.
We only had 10
in the span of about 4 months.
Yeah, we
finished our exams. We all successfully passed that grade level. We're now on to another chapter of our life. For more excitement and fun times.
There's no
Zach.
I almost fought a kid.
Really?
Are we gonna wrap it up? Let's keep talking. Let's keep talking. Let's keep rocking. Let's keep popping. Let's don't stop.
Hippity hopping.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So how was your summer? And you know what?
Yeah.
I didn't see you the whole summer.
That's another issue. I was
busy working. We're co-hosts on the podcast, but then I also was on a hiatus from the intellect and. Voice of Miguel Damasio.
I was away.
Well, what gives?
This is the summer I've least seen my homie and my friend Zach. Away from his genius, away from the mastermind. What? I don't want to get into our personal lives, but something really exciting happened in the summer too. You know, something that we make fun of, we laugh a lot, but it's real.
What
Zach, tell us about your watch.
Oh.
Just a little bit, like a good 10 seconds, just 10 seconds. That's all we need to
know. We'll give you a quick breakdown right now, guys. Freemasons. I got a Masonic watch. My grandpa was somewhat associated with it. I visited him in Ottawa.
Yeah.
You can fill in the blanks with the audience. I don't need to say more. But we have the doctor on the show today, and there's
Aaron
a reason for it.
Okay.
Or the doctor, Aaron Cap, but we have the religious nut, Adam Min, on the show. Adam, what do you think about Freemasons? What are they from your perspective? What do you know about them? You know the term. Do you know it, sir?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are.
Everyone hears of these, but no one really knows too much about them. They're not bad by any stretch of the imagination. They stand for everything good. They're not overly religious, but they need you to have a religion. They believe in God.
Because it's an organization to develop great thinkers and smart men. And they
exactly,
think that having faith in something you believe is a big step in becoming
right.
a good thinker. So,
and how old are they, Zach? Let's just wrap it up. How old is this association?
They're an old association. They've been back from 2000 to 2500 years ago, and members are old. And wisdom comes with age. So, you know, I have interest in that kind of thing. That's just my personal opinion. Well, how about you? What did you do this summer? You actually, in the job that we tried to explain earlier today, you met some Freemasons in your hotel.
I did. They're very nice people. This gentleman, his story was he's a Border Patrol officer, so they hired him to be stationed in Vancouver. So he, being a wealthy man, and since the U.S. government's paying for everything, he's like, yo, let's just stay at the Hilton for 2 months. So he stayed at our hotel for 2 months. He's a chill, really nice guy, and talked to us very nice. Talking about all the brothers.
Did you talk to him into detail, or what did
he? A little bit. Honestly, I really couldn't remember. I mean, my coworker was talking a lot to him because he knew of it. And another interesting fellow I met one of my idols, man, Jason Mraz. He came to our
Did you actually meet him personally? I saw
right.
a picture of his fucking suitcase.
Right.
But did you meet him personally?
I personally met the guy. I personally carried his guitars.
Spoke with him?
All I said was, sir, do you need help carrying your instruments to the room? And he replied, no, that's okay.
Wow.
I met his
A story for the ages.
Toca Rivera is his percussionist. And I was it was 12:30 at night. I asked to stay overtime to meet this guy. I got paid extra to meet Jason Mraz.
Oh, so you were expecting him?
We were expecting him. VIP, top secret, Jason Mraz, working, or staying at the Hilton. Won't say where, I won't say why, but he was there. I was chilling with
him. Do you know why he was? Was he putting on a show?
Yeah,
he was
putting
up
a show up at Whistler.
Speaking of shows, did we even talk about the Bruno Mars concert yet?
We both went to the Bruno Mars concert. I don't know if we did. I don't think we did, but it was a fantastic. That guy is up and coming. Where did Adam go? Did he leave? Of course, yeah. We don't have Mr. Kim here to interrupt our podcast.
We have McDonald's employees here.
Yeah. Anyways, Zach, it's been a half an hour.
Should we wrap it up or should we keep going? What do you think?
It's a good pilot podcast. I think we gave a good preview of what's up and coming.
This is a good opener for season two.
What's up and coming?
All right, so we close it off with our, as usual, our motto,
our
words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom.
Take it away.
Freemasons.
Ladies and gentlemen, first podcast has come and gone. As a bird is fledgling, learning to fly, so did we learn to podcast. Learn from our mistakes.
That was unbelievably deep.
Thank you, Marcel.
Are you serious?
I feel like you performed surgery on me and put his finger on my spinal cord.
Yeah?
Because that touched me deep inside.
Are you guys serious?
This is season two. We've grown not only in sexy, not only in stature, not
but
only
in
wisdom, But thank you, Colin. Exactly. Our creativity has also opened up a little bit. But yeah, all I wanted to say was,
I'm just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, strap yourselves in, bring the duct tape, and put on a helmet and duct tape it tight to your head.
Amazing words, ladies and gentlemen.
BC Lions won today.
BC Lions won today. This is my words to you. We all make unpopular decisions in life once in a while, but we make those because we believe in them. Now, would you rather want us making popular decisions that are wrong, and we just make them because we try to be popular, or do we follow what we believe in? We've got to do what God tells us to do and what your heart tells us to do, because you are your own leader, and you make the calls in life. Adam is laughing at me. Why?
But don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt others. God bless you guys. Ladies and gentlemen, check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Big dicks in your ass is bad for your health.
Zach and Miguel podcast. Season 2.
What's the closing song for this one? Let's cue it right now.
Let's do it. There